This age of translation was followed by a period of great creativity. As a new generation of educated Muslim thinkers and scientists made their own contributions to learning in philosophy, medicine, chemistry, astronomy, algebra, which takes its name from Arabic, optics, art, architecture. At the same time, Islamic sciences, in particular law, theology, hadith studies, that is, study of the prophetic traditions, flourished. Intellectual giants of the time included Al-Farabi, Ibn Sina, known in the West as Avicenna, Ibn Rushd, known in the West as Averroes, and Al-Ghazali, whom we'll talk about shortly. These masters were true Renaissance men, multiple talented geniuses who often mastered the major disciplines, philosophy, medicine, mathematics, astronomy. A prime example is Avicenna, who was remembered as the great commentator on Aristotle. Here he describes his remarkable accomplishments at an amazingly early age. Young man, talented, with a strong ego. I busied myself with the study of Fuzus al-Hikam. This is a treatise by Al-Farabi and other commentaries on physics and mathematics. And the doors of knowledge opened before me. Then I took up medicine. Medicine is not one of the difficult sciences. And in a short time, I undoubtedly excelled at it, so that physicians of merit studied under me. At the same time, I carried on debates with and controversies in jurisprudence, law. At this point, I was 16 years old, definitely fast track. Then for a year and a half, I devoted myself to study. I assumed the study or resumed the study of logic and all parts of philosophy. During this time, I never slept the whole night and did nothing but study all day long. Thus, I mastered logic, physics, and mathematics. When I reached the age of 18, I had completed the study of all these sciences. At that point, my memory was better. Whereas today, my learning is riper. Good news for all of us who see ourselves as senior citizens or fast approaching it. The cultural traffic pattern was again reversed later when Europeans emerging from the Dark Ages turned to these Muslim centers, to these the products of these Renaissance men, to these centers of learning to regain their lost heritage and to learn from Muslim advances. Through Islamic philosophy, Greek philosophy was retransmitted to Europe. Many of the great medieval Christian philosophers and theologians, Albert the Great, Thomas Aquinas, Abelard, Roger Bacon, and Duns Scotus, acknowledged their debt to their Muslim predecessors. The failures and reforms of Muslim societies today, as in the recent past, are often measured against this history, at times romanticized, of an earlier period of brilliant success. Many Muslims regard the time of the Abbasid Caliphate as the sign of God's favor upon Muslims and the validation of both Islam's message and the Muslim community's universal mission. The golden age of Islamic civilization, ironically though, paralleled the progressive political fragmentation of the Abbasid Caliphate as internal and external opposition arose from the growing independence of generals to Shi'i-inspired revolts to external threats like the Christian Crusades, a Christian crusade that has had a significant impact both then and now. So let us look at the Crusades. The Crusades, which were in fact a series of Crusades, stretched from 1095 to 1453, established a paradigm of confrontation between Islam and Christianity, a legacy that continues to impact Muslim-Christian relations and relations between the Muslim world and the West. The Christian West had viewed the spread of Islam as both a religious and a political threat. Islam, remember, claimed to supersede Christianity, much as Christianity claimed originally to supersede Judaism, and challenged Christian religious claims and authority. The Quran was the final revelation. Muhammad was the final prophet. Muslim armies overran the Eastern Roman Empire, Spain, and the Mediterranean from Sicily to Anatolia. Many Christians living under Muslim rule converted to Islam. Christian fears became a reality as Islam became a world power and civilization, while Christianity, in contrast, staggered and stagnated in the Dark Ages.